Before we go to the next match, Olivia is here.
Yeah,
Olivia is here.
Say hi to Olivia.
Let's get that pick. Let's get that sweet Shinsuke Jeff Hardy pick.
Oh, Shinsuke.
There we go.
I thought you were going to say Jeff.
Hold on. Here's the real question.
Jeff's going to put makeup on Shinsuke if you're not going to.
Shinsuke putting on face makeup is like the fucking death battle. You know what though? Shinsuke's contract's almost up, right?
Was it only like a year or two?
Yeah. I think he has like a month or three. He's real close. Oh. I could see if Jeff Hardy wins, I think Shinsuke's on his way out.
Yeah.
Mm. And I hope he does.
So they're gonna keep the belt on him to keep him around. They did with Dolph. They put the belt on him so Dolph will leave.
Is that right?
Yeah. Because Dolph's contract was almost up, and they put a belt on him and resigned.
I think Shinsuke will leave.
Yeah.
I think he should leave.
Yeah, I agree.
Shinsuke, worst case, he could do what fucking Pentagon and Phoenix are doing and make more money in America going around to the fucking big indie and have more success and be more beloved. Go back to New Japan, make, you know, six figures.
Fight Kenny Omega.
Yeah. And have like a seven star match. Maybe not. But.
I would like for him to come back and then you have Okada with the belt. And then that way you set up like who's the real leader of chaos, because he's like Shinsuke returning, and then he's like, oh, this is my group, and then Okada's like, oh, we gotta talk about this.
I think I've said, like, over the last say 4 years, I'd have to look at a counter, but for the last bit, the majority of it, I could say quickly, who are your favorite wrestlers? Shinsuke, Bayley, Pentagon Jr. Like, nope, easy. Who's your favorite? Shinsuke, Bayley, Pentagon Jr. For the last 2 years. Last year, for sure, two of those guys I almost outright disliked. Like, two of those guys I almost don't even want to see on television. And Pentagon Jr. is great. He's amazing.
He's fantastic. He's amazing.
Always good.
Breaking arms.
Breaking arms. Boy, in TNA, he breaks arms like nothing and come right back.
Yep.
I don't like that.
We're going to Dolph Ziggler versus Seth Rollins.
Reggaeton fart noise. What does that sound like? I don't know, but that's what's happening, right?
I don't know.
I love that you went for it, though. fuck this match. I've already seen not only 100 times, but also one for a half an hour straight. Who gives a fuck? Like, I know, like, there's a lot of dudes who are like, Seth Rollins is putting on the best matches at WWE right now. Again, I'd like to reference the fattest fat kid. Congratulations on doing horse shit. Dolph Ziggler is fucking boring. Here's what I thought this match was going to be, which would have made it a scotch interesting. Seth Rollins and a mystery partner versus Dolph and Drew McIntyre, because Drew McIntyre is amazing right now.
Absolutely.
And you know who the guest partner was going to be? Dean fucking Ambrose. Mm-hmm. That would have been a good match, right? Wouldn't we have been stoked to see that match?
Absolutely.
Here's what you get. These guys wrestling again for the 8 billionth time.
Yeah, it falls in the same thing as earlier. Really. Like, you don't care, but it may be the best match of the night.
Yeah, but I hope it's the other one, because at least I haven't seen that 700 times in a row. Like, yeah, that's the thing. Like, this is one of the matches like I care fuck. But again, at least this match has some sort of stakes. Like, these guys, this feud is unfortunately only growing, right?
Seems that way.
This isn't going to be the walk away match from this. But like, I don't like either one of them. Dolph is fucking Dolph, man. The only time Dolph has been great is when he had fucking Vicky Guerrero. And he didn't have to talk. He didn't have to do shit. Just go out there and wrestle. That's the only time he's been actually good. And there's been entire pay-per-views where Dolph Ziggler has wrestled two matches and carried the show, for sure. But in current iteration of WWE, Samoa, AJ, Shinsuke, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens. Who am I forgetting? Like, he's not in, if he's in these guys' league, he's at the bottom of it.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, if you want to have Seth Rollins wrestle someone for a fucking hour, great. I'd rather see Kevin Owens. I would 1,000% rather see Kevin Owens. Fuck Dolph Ziggler. Like, what's his gimmick? He's nothing. Like, he, and whatever. Fuck this guy. Get Dolph Ziggler out of here. If someone was like, man, Dolph Ziggler is my favorite wrestler, like, what's your favorite food? Is it a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Chicken fingers.
Yeah, chicken fingers. You fucking nailed it. Chicken fingers is the answer. Oh, man, I love chicken fingers. Any chance I get, chicken fingers. Get out of here, man. Like, I feel like this guy's... I don't want to talk shit about him. I'm so tired of it. Like, Dolph's fine, but I feel like he's either... Like, for Dolph, it's either, oh, look at this. Look at him. Look how good he is. Or it's like no one gives a shit. Like, the show either tries to pedestal him or the show tries to bury him. And there's no in-between. And it's both, you're like, if there's four settings, right? Like, level four is success. Level three is your pedestal. Level two is you're fine, no one gives a shit. Level one is we're trying to bury. Level one is Jose right now, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, Dolph only exists in one and three. I would say with Vicky, maybe even like two. Like, he was just good. He was just fine and good in a bad period of SmackDown. But Vicky was so... Vicky's a four. Vicky was a four her entire fucking career, you know? Like, I just don't give a shit about this guy. And Seth Rollins dated a Nazi. Like, that's the end of... That's the end of the conversation for me.
But fuck that guy. Or Sonya Deville.
Well, fuck her too. Which, by the way, I don't think I need to say that, because what's she doing? Like, so, how bad do you feel for Sonya Deville that her gimmick is, oh yeah, I was the MMA girl. And then they signed Ronda fucking Rousey. Yeah. Who then, by the way, beat you on Raw, even though it didn't count as a match somehow. Last week.
Well, you don't pay attention to things and stuff that
the WWE's done. I think the two of them with Rousey on the Raw and then her on SmackDown is the perfect metaphor of how WWE treats Raw and SmackDown. They're just like, hey, look, you got someone who knows how to, like, do a juju throw over here. It's like the same thing.
I don't care who wins this match. We all lose.
I'm gonna take Dolph.
I hope. I would kind of like to see Seth fight Roman. I think
that'd be great.
Like, Dolph. I think I because like there's stakes. Like, there's already built-in stakes, right? There's some sort of narrative that they already exist without them fucking it up. And if Seth is the best wrestler on Raw right now, then he should be challenging for the title.
I think that Dean costs. Set the title.
Maybe. I think Dean is supposed to show up on this pay-per-view.
Dean interferes.
I think their long-term plan with like the Dolph-Drew thing is for Drew to turn on Dolph.
Hey, listen.
And then go for the title.
Guys, listen. What if Dean comes out and he costs Seth Rollins the match and then he teams up with Dolph and Drew and they become Triple D?
I'm in.
They all dye their hair. They bleach their hair. And all come out with spikes and Hawaiian shirts.
You know, if Dolph comes out wearing Rick Rude style spray painted pants with like Seth's like entire career on them, right? I will mark out for that. I mean, that is the situation in which I would cheer for Dolph Ziggler. If he came out wearing the Mr. Perfect like singlet,
the bright blue one.
Yeah, like the half blue, half black. You know what I'm saying? I would cheer for that. Fuck that guy. What a fucking non-gimmick his entire career has been. A non-gimmick.
All right, let's go to Kevin Owens and Braun Strowman.
I hope Kevin Owens wins.
I do too.
Yeah, same. That's all I got.
If Kevin Owens doesn't win... Oh, sorry, man. I talked over you.
I think Kevin's winning and cashing in and pinning Roman, and so then Brock still looks strong and Roman doesn't get the belt.
You don't think that Braun just does that anyway? Like, Braun doesn't come in title?
No. Braun's going to lose the briefcase, and then Kevin's going to cash in at the main event. Just like
I can see Braun cashing in. I really could see. I could see Braun cashing in.
I'd rather Braun call out the cash in.
I agree.
And like Braun was like, I'm cashing in at this pay-per-view. That's going to be our match.
Yeah.
And then I agree.
But I think they hate Kevin Owens right now. I think they're like, what do we do with Kevin Owens? And I don't think him taking the title from Brock Roman makes sense for how badly he's being treated right now.
It does if they put Heyman with him.
But I can could see him putting Heyman with fucking Braun too. Like I could see, like I think like I could see Heyman just being gone too. Though I could also see Heyman costing Brock this match.
Rather than say if nobody goes in to put the cash in, then Heyman's cashing Brock and going with Roman.
Or no, I think he's gone. I think Heyman's just gone.
Maybe I think it's just a heel turn Roman.
Yeah, they should have done that like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So three Kevins and one Braun. Is that what we got? I think Braun wins. I like the idea of Kevin winning, but I don't see.
I think Kevin is
going to
win it.
All right. Well, in my face.
All right. What else? The women's match. Charlotte, Becky, and Carmella.
Can I tell you how mad I am that Charlotte Flair's in this?
Yeah, exactly.
Can we all tell you how mad I am that she's in it too?
I hate it, man. Because she doesn't need to be in this match. Is she in there? Why is she in there, you think? What's the functional reason?
It only makes sense if one of them is a little hurt.
But they're not, like, as far as we know, they're not. Do you think Carmella's losing the title here? Is this setting up like Becky versus Charlotte?
It's both. I think one of them is entitled by pinning Carmella, and then it sets up that feud. Here's the thing. I worry that
Carmella without the title is not like the Bludgeon Brothers, except Carmella is a very good champion, in my opinion. She's been a very good heel champion, and I don't think she matters without the belt, whereas I think Becky and Charlotte don't need it. That being said, I think Becky deserves this win. This is a Becky Lynch house here. We love Becky Lynch. When they added Flair, I was like, that's garbage.
Yeah. Unless
she's only there to elevate Becky's win. Which I don't think is the case. I don't think that's the case. That's what I'm saying. If Becky pins Charlotte, the victory for Becky matters more than if Becky just outright beat Carmella. To us, not to WWE. WWE doesn't think that way. They don't think that way. But if Becky beats Charlotte, that's the real achievement that we all know Becky's always been part of. Fans will then see it too, which is how it used to be before Charlotte came to SmackDown, is that Becky beat the fuck out of everybody.
No, Carmella wins. Do you think that sets up a Charlotte-Becky tag team for these rumored women's tag belt?
I think they're going to – maybe. But they did do a bit. But here's the thing. If Carmella wins, then we get to have Becky versus Charlotte and Carmella versus Naomi at the next one. You know what I mean?
Carmella versus Lana.
You know what I'm saying? Is that Carmella still gets to? Is that then you have Becky versus Charlotte and it exists as a storyline? They don't need the title for people to care. Becky should be champ, man. Like I think it's garbage. She's not. WWE's. If I had to bet actual money, I'd pick Charlotte Flair because she always fucking wins.
She is a Flair.
Kevin Young is a hater. I can see any three of these winning. I really hope Becky Lynch wins. I feel like somehow she gets fucked because that's so WWE.
Well,
I'm going to take Becky.
Mm-hmm. No way we're right about this.
Olivia? I think Becky's going to win, but I think Carmella's actually going to win.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so my theory
that
Charlotte's
going to
win.
Yeah. Charlotte's going to tap Becky.
Ugh.
Yeah, right. Because it sticks it to everyone.
Always the bride, never the whatever.
I hate it so much. Becky should be treated. I mean, everyone's being treated like shit right now, besides maybe Charlotte. But Becky should be right at the top. She's so good. She's so good with the crowd. She's got a good gimmick. She's great. She's always great. She's never had a bad match. She's never looked dangerous, which could be said about everyone else. Literally everyone else.
Well, Charlotte tried to kill herself every match.
Charlotte tried to kill herself. And whenever you saw those Charlotte Sasha matches, it felt like a duo suicide attempt.
It really did.
Like either I'm gonna kill me or I'm gonna kill you. Great. Hopefully we both die. That's the best case. Like it's some sort of like murder suicide pack that we have going. But no one predetermined who would be the murder part. You know? So they will figure it out in the ring. Who's going to be the murderer?
We'll call it.
Yeah. So bad. Becky's never done, every match Becky does looks great. But I feel like they've been building narratively, like, Becky deserves this, Becky deserves it. And I think that if you do that, you get the payoff. But as soon as they added Charlotte Flair, it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's exactly
how it felt. All right. Next match. So, can we skip the next women's match?
What, you don't want to do Ronda Alexa?
I don't want to do it.
We'll just move on.
No, no, because I can talk at length. Because that match, I wish it'd blow fucking up too.
Oh, you want to say that at the end?
All right, let's do AJ Samoa first, because I feel like
that's fun.
Let's say the two really miserable matches for the end.
That's fair.
Okay.
This match will be the match of the night, I think.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I think it will be too. If it's not, I'll be fucking depressed.
The only way this match gets better is if they sign Christopher Daniels.
Shut up. Get out of here.
Oh, but he's finally doing something.
Is he?
Yeah. He's starting to get over now. Like,
hold on, is he Ring of Honor champion or something?
No, he's doing that SCU stuff.
I don't know what that is.
It's him, Kazarian, and what's his name? Scorpio Sky. And they're just like jerks, but it actually works now instead of like his weird pseudo Nazi uniform he used to wear.
I thought him and Kaz did sort of the boy version of Lay Cool pretty well back in old TNA. Man, that guy is 75 years old. Did you know that?
Yeah, he's old as shit.
He's actually 75 years old.
He looks great.
He looks great, except for that he's going to forever have that onk in the middle.
Yeah.
That's a lifelong decision you made. I'm going to get only one tattoo. It's right here in the middle. Yeah, I hope this match is great. Somebody of some sort of real wrestling opinion value said, like, why, if you've already seen this match before, why would you be excited? It's like, well, because in wrestling, nothing matters like a venue does. Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So AJ versus Samoa Joe and TNA is good. AJ versus Samoa 3 years ago in New Japan would have been unbelievable, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, what's interesting here is it's WWE's turn. How's it going to go? Oh, AJ versus Ring of Honor, right? They fought in Ring of Honor. Didn't they?
That would have been an early one then.
Like, it was forever. Because it was AJ, Samoa Joe, Daniel Bryan. Those were the... it was CM Punk.
I can't remember.
I think they did. I think they did. I could be wrong. But like, they were all basically in Ring of Honor in that vicinity, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what I'm saying is, like, these guys have wrestled each other 1,000 times. They don't get to wrestle that way because it's WWE. So it's interesting. Like, even though we've seen this match a bunch, we've never seen WWE's match look. And it will either be, hopefully, unbelievable, or just as likely... super disappointing.
I said, do you not remember the Nakamura Styles?
But they hate Nakamura.
Now.
They fucked Nakamura. That's the whole thing. Like, they fucked him. As soon as they called him up, they fucked him.
They love Styles. They love Joe. Joe's psychology is amazing.
Everything about Joe is also one of those guys like who, like, the lack of any effort by WWE is not hurting him. He comes out, he says tough guy things, he looks tough guy. He's tough guy.
I just hope to do a spot with AJ's kids at ringside, and then Joe, like, drags, like, his lifeless body just over to them. That would be great.
You have weird wants out of your baby.
I just want my wrestling to be really personal.
You want your CM Punk singing Happy Birthday to Rey Mysterio kid or whatever?
Yeah, I want that creepy fixation on a family like that.
I feel like they don't need it, because Joe's fucking terrifying on his own.
Yeah, but I think that would just add that little bit if his kids were just crying. So Joe wins, protects AJ's children, and dumps him at the feet of those sitting ringside. And he's like, take your dad back.
I hate it.
He's the father that never loved you.
I don't like it.
I'm going to take Styles, even though I'd rather Joe won.
I'm going to second that. I could see Joe winning because AJ's had it. But who's the follow-up? You guys should go right back. You just go back to, it's just AJ then being the challenger, right?
Right.
Yeah, I think AJ wins, but I would like Samoa Joe. I think it'll be a good match. I think this match will... All right, what will the next one between these guys be?
So who are you taking?
Oh, I'm going to go with Joe, because I think this would be a really good time to cement his, like, finally giving the championship here.
Yeah, he hasn't been champ yet, right?
No.
No.
Olivia?
Joe.
I'm going to take AJ.
All right.
Because I think they can continue the feud.
Yeah, they can go back and forth. I agree. It doesn't Joe deserves the title.
Right, it doesn't hurt him to lose, like, to AJ. It doesn't hurt anyone really to lose to AJ.
Right.
I don't think at this stage, I think AJ can eat a loss and it doesn't affect his legacy. So why not have that loss to Samoa Joe?
Well, I mean, like, have AJ win now and then have Joe win down the road. Like, the next one. Like, continue the feud. Because are you upset that they keep feuding?
No, I think they're definitely going to keep feuding, but I think someone has to get added into it. Like, and maybe that's just because I want it so badly.
Daniel Bryan, maybe.
Yeah, I think at some point you have to bring someone in. No, but I think these guys are going to feud for the rest of the year. Match. I'll be all for it. I don't want anyone fucking giving fucking trauma to any children, though.
You're a monster, Joe.
That's my want. My soul wants.
All I'm just saying is, like, in 2002, yeah, DDP did not go far enough for his soccer thing.
Jesus. Hey, let's talk about this monster, which I mean in the negative way, not in the hyperbole way, Ronda Rousey.
All right.
See, I don't think she's as bad.
What? As bad what?
I think she takes a good bump.
As a human being?
She takes a good bump in the ring.
Oh, as in the ring?
Yes.
Okay. Have you noticed how she literally wrestles everyone as a bag of potatoes?
Yes.
She's going to kill somebody. She's miserable. She's not bad in the ring. I'm not saying that. But here's the thing. She's a terrible human.
She's a horrible human being.
Yeah, she's an actual horrible human being. She wrestles as if she doesn't understand that it's like a choreographed partner dance. She looks like she's trying to... Either Ronda is so good that every time that weird judo that twists those people's arms around three times, they land and go, wow, I didn't feel that at all. Either that is somehow the case. By the way, it's not. Or she just goes out there and goes, I'm going to do whatever I want. And I think it's that. But here, like, in terms of in-ring, she's unusually fast. Her strikes look great, right?
I'd agree.
But fuck her. Fuck her as a human being.
Yeah.
Fuck her emoting eyes. Like, her fucking tough guy looks like she has to take a shit. One. Two, she walks to the ring like an actual fucking cartoon character. Watch your little feet. With her fucking poopy eyes. Like, and then she gets in there and then she brutalizes. Fuck this lady. Fuck this signing. Like, I will never like the signings. In an entire industry full of awful people, Randy Orton, Jeff Hardy's face paint.
But he's an artist.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
I kind of just wish she just did like Festus thing in the sense of like she came down smiling and then just once the bell rang, just like poop eyes. Like, you just held it until then and then just like.
I hate every narrative part of her journey from when she signed to now, how nonsensical it is. I hate the fucking Roddy Piper gimmick, whether or not he gave blessing or not. Like, it's so unimaginative and so desperately coattail riding. There's nothing I like about this human. But no, I will say though, she does, I think she looks good in the ring, but I think that's the nature. If you bring a truly talented, like, physical professional, Kurt Angle's great, Matt Riddle's great, Shayna Baszler's great, Ronda, I think it's just natural, right?
I agree. Do you remember her?
She's doing a lot of shit, though, that's not wrestling in that ring. I thought she killed Mickie James.
Yes.
I thought she broke Mickie James' arm. And the fact that, like, it wasn't to me, still, because we haven't seen Mickie James since, right? like who they've been feeding her. Like, can you imagine the conversation with Alicia Fox to get her out there?
Oh God.
Alicia, listen, you've been with us 16 years, right? And we've kind of never done you good. She's like, well, there was that captain thing at Survivor Series. Like, right. Of course, Alicia, right. We need someone. Here's the thing. We need someone to lose tonight to Rhonda. We can't risk Mandy's face because she's physical perfection. Dana has already been fucking potatoed by her. Mickey's actually dead. So, you know, who are we left with? Sasha and Bailey? No, that's not going to happen. You know that's not. Ruby's not healthy. Will you go out there and let the baddest woman on the planet, also a fucking psychopath, go out there and just throw you around like a bag of potatoes? You know, Alicia's like, what the fuck do I care? I'm never wrestling week to week anyway. Let me say something.
It bothers me that her armbar isn't an armbar because her entire moveset bothers me. It's a finisher, and she bends the person's elbow the way it's supposed to bend in a very obvious fashion.
My hope is that she tries to actually lock Alexa into a real armbar, but since Alexa does that gross creepy thing with her elbow, it doesn't work.
I still want to say it. Yeah, like so she goes to armbar Alexa like how you're supposed to armbar somebody, but since she can lock her elbow out of place and let it bend around completely backwards, that's what happens, and Rhonda looks really confused and then just loses.
Can I put pictures in Discord?
Yes.
If you saw this face in an alley, you wouldn't be like, you'd be like, are you okay?
Especially punched down.
This is like her super mean tough face, and it kind of looks like she got the wrong salad. Am I right? Like, I asked for no croutons. You put chicken in my Caesar, even though I said no chicken. That's what this face looks like. Fuck this lady.
Here's the thing.
She finally wins. Like, this is where she wins it, right?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm watching her just like throw Alicia around like she was not even a human being. Which if Ronda Rousey was a huge racist, that didn't, I would be with that, wouldn't be surprised at all. Here she's trying to do a fucking capture suplex. Oh, right on your fucking head. There you go, Alicia. You landed on your head. Yep. Oh, here's the other thing. Man, she's got to get, oh my gosh, she's pulling her fucking arm like it's, she's got to get different gear, right? Like, this gear is clearly uncomfortable.
It's terrible.
She is yanking at her who?
Oh,
that's her. Everything was in the UFC.
Yeah.
She's grabbing at her who
all the time?
Yes.
So you're saying it's not her outfit, it's her actual who is the...
Yes.
Like, honey. I wanted to change because I'm uncomfortable watching it.
Yeah, no, in the UFC, before every round would start, and in the middle of a round, she'd have to adjust her lady bits.
She's doing it. I just started it again. Can you please, can we get her, like, you don't have to wear tight clothes. Get her some hammer pants. Why not? What's the matter?
She wants to show off her dangerous lady bits.
Her dangerous who? Her man-eating who? Can we do something about the hair braid? Is there an option? He came out looking like a fucking like those Pop Tart toaster things that you have to like put your own frosting on.
Toaster strudel.
Yeah, like a fucking toaster strudel. He came out like a fucking toaster strudel the other day. Here's the thing, like Alexa also at one point was my beloved, but they've done the shit with her, like her and Charlotte. I hate it. I'm over it. I hope the ring blows up here. Fuck both of them. I think Rhonda wins.
I think you're right. I think they kind of removed Nia completely. So I think she could be Alexa.
Alexa.
Thank you. Joe, who are you taking?
I'm thinking if I'll even be alive at this point.
I said it on Twitter, by the way. I think, honestly, if you're looking for a game, wrestling pay-per-view drinking game, it's honestly take a drink every time she adjusts her shorts.
I'm watching this at the local bar, so it's like there's going to need to be some sort of game involved.
See if you can get that going. Like, listen, we're taking a shot every time. Every time she adjusts her shorts.
You'll get it before the match starts.
Yeah, yeah, I won't remember the finish of this match.
I'm going to say Ronda wins.
maybe you do it once the bell starts. If she, because I haven't noticed if she does it a lot before the bell rings. But I bet in the course of that match that I just had up, I think 3 minutes, that Alexa Bliss match, I bet she did it 6 times. Just yank, like, you got to wear something different. You're an adult. The pair of pants that I have that are too tight, that they're too tight in that area, I don't wear them anymore because I'm an adult. I can't go around just like pulling. If I have pants, I gotta pull up a lot. Same thing. Either you get a belt like a grown up, or you don't wear those pants anymore. Act like a grown up. Also, I don't love her top either because it looks so tenuous. Olivia, can you back me on this? As a lady, does the back of her top look very does it look very safe to you?
It's probably fine. It's a little short, and she usually wears like a sports bra underneath.
But she doesn't.
No, it's like one really tiny strap across the back, and then two.
It is
really
like three stripes. Yeah, like
shoulder.
Three stripes that clearly are just decorative.
No, I don't know. No, the top doesn't bother me as much as the bottom.
That makes me feel a bit better. I just feel like you're like, because Alexa was on something and she's talking about, and you.
The table three. I just watched it.
All right. How she always wears like a clear bra like underneath her gear, so her gear could really fall off because it's just like one neck strap too. That's all it is.
No, she went over on the table three. It's actually three different straps.
But one came off in a match.
Yeah, and she's essentially tried to retie it, and she tied it into her hair.
But her thing was, she changed how her top was designed since that match. But her whole thing was like she had like three levels of security.
Yeah.
I think there's barely one. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it's whatever's underneath.
Yeah, her fucking transphobic titties. That's what's underneath. That's what's underneath. fuck this. I hate it so much. I hate Ronda Rousey.
Are you guys taking Ronda?
I think. No,
it's
interfering.
Okay.
I think Natty's turning on Ronda.
I think Natty's going to also.
So I think that's going to happen at some point too.
Okay. I don't know, try the drinking game that you mentioned.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
God bless you. Have 911 ready to go.
Live tweeted it.
Shot on.
You call me.
I'm going to be in Boise. Or Stockton. It's next weekend?
Yeah.
I'll be in Stockton, California for a show, but don't get to watch it. But I'd like for you to at the Kyle Smarks every time you take a shot.
Okay.
I just want at the Kyle Smarks, that was another one. Here's another one. Or just at the Kyle Smarks
just
shot.
Just number one.
Yeah, because I'm going to be at a show, and I think after that show, there's some sort of event. And I want that phone. I want at some point 8:35 to be like, "What the fuck is happening down here?" And it's just you going, and I'll be like counting. I'm like, "Fucking 7." And I'm like, "I'm gonna throw in the white towel for you at some point."
Okay. Oh, that's great.
Take something weak. Like you have to do like shots of like Jackie Chan's or something.
What is that?
It's a weaker shot drink.
I usually just go straight tequila.
That's right. That's why I said what I said, big boy. You gotta get a tamer shot if you're gonna do the Ronda Rousey shot game.
I might just do the one where it's like, however bad I'm feeling about it, I drink until it's better.
Oh boy.
Jesus Christ. Alright, can we get to this last shitty match?
I think we need to plan an intervention for you.
Yeah, that's a different show.
Samoa Joe and this.
All right, Roman and Brock.
All right, real quick.
Blow the ring up.
Yeah. This has to be the end of it, though. This has to be the last one.
Yeah.
Does it really?
No, it absolutely...
Can I give you a reason why it's not going to be the end of it?
Because it's WWE and they're terrible at story?
Better than that.
Okay.
Because Brock's going to fight Daniel Cormier and walk to the ring with the Universal title.
Do you think so?
Yes.
He's going to walk into the octagon with that bell, and everyone there is going to go like, that's cute, you have a choreographed bell.
And then Cormier is going to win that bell. And that's how we get the chance.
Wait, go on. I don't hate this.
Yeah, Cormier wins, Brock's gone forever, and Cormier comes to WWE.
And then he starts feuding with Roman.
But he shows up to Raw. So now Roman can't complain about Brock not being there, because DC shows up every week to wrestle. So then you don't care about Roman anymore, and he's unnecessary. So we've eliminated Brock and Roman from the WWE entirely.
This is such wishful thinking. I haven't heard anything about, because I think their contract negotiations was right after the Brock.
Yeah, but he already showed up at the UFC and shoved DC and all that stuff.
No, that's because I think that's what he'd rather do. By the way, that was the best promo he's done. He's very good, man. That's a good fucking promo. All he did was say, come at me, motherfucker. And just, I was like, fuck that. I turned the TV off. I was scared. I thought he was looking at me. I was like, I'm not here, man. I think this is the end of Brock Lesnar.
I'll never forget hearing that one promo that he did where his voice cracked in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's like, let's do this. I miss that Brock Lesnar.
Man, they put this. I think Kurt Angle tweeted out how like this will be 20 years after he beat Brock Lesnar for the title at like SummerSlam, 1998. Think like how fucked up is that? It's 15 years. A long fucking time though, right? I mean, yeah. Kurt Angle was Brock Lesnar. That's how long in WWE. That's how long ago.
That feud was so good too.
It was real good. And here's the thing: I think Brock's been really good.
Is Brock gonna go for a shooting star wrestling his head again? If this is his siren song,
and I think from where I stand, if I was Brock Lesnar being like, look, I'm back at UFC's giving me another shot, my tummy doesn't hurt all the time like it used to. That's a Brock Lesnar joke. like that's what I'd rather be doing. This WWE thing, they pay me a lot. Because I think like the thing that people like want to say is like Brock Lesnar doesn't like wrestling. I think he's just real smart about his contracts, right? Like, if you could only do it 5 times, that's a good fucking deal.
That's an amazing deal.
It's an amazing deal. I think his run's been great. He's been dominant, which is what a champion should be. He seemed like an unbeatable force, which is what a champion should be. The Goldberg, even that girl, I think we talked about it, someone didn't like it, but that Goldberg bit was good because that was the only person who had beaten him in years. And he beat him again, right? Brock was able to get his revenge on that, which is great for Brock. Like that's a good story. He redeemed himself from the only person who could beat him in this window. So I think this is the end of Brock Lesnar, because I think what else can he do? He's never going to be below this. So either he wins and this continues, and I don't think it does. But I've said that for probably 3 pay-per-views. I think this is the end of Brock Lesnar. What's that?
We've all said that for the last 3 podcasts. There's no way he wins.
I feel like the turning on Paul thing is such a this is an end type situation. Like this is how my character's leaving, like fully bad. Not just like vaguely bad, but like fully bad. Removing yourself from Paul Heyman, who arguably has been to his success, like that's part of the Brock Lesnar in wrestling legacy, right? You're the muscle, Paul's the brain, even though Paul's really never done juice him, which is great. Like Paul's never been like here's a good strategy or anything. Brock Lesnar's gonna eat you, and then he does. I feel like that type of thing is like this is the separation. Like now he's distancing himself. If once you leave Paul Heyman behind, because you can't come back on your own. Like you gotta have Paul Heyman. It doesn't work by yourself. So I feel like this is the end. So let's just say it is. Does Roman Reigns, who so badly needs to pin Brock Lesnar clean, because he's never beat him. He's only got his ass whooped by him. Except for the Seth cash-in, right? That was different.
He was losing the...
Yeah, but it wasn't like, he wasn't getting murdered. Like, he wasn't, like, Suplex City is because of Roman Reigns. We have Suplex City because of Reigns. So I think, like, the question is, does Roman get that clean pin and then someone cashes in?
Does Brock win?
What's that?
I don't think there is a pin between the two of them. I think the cash-in interrupts the match.
And you think it's Kevin Owens?
Yeah. If Kevin Owens wins the Money in the Bank from Braun... He's cashing in and pinning Roman. If Braun wins, then there's no cash.
I could see Braun cashing in. But here's how this would work. Brock Lesnar has to beat Roman Reigns again. Brock Lesnar beats Roman Reigns again, and then Braun.
I just really want to see Kevin Owens and Heyman together. Because they would talk so good.
It doesn't make any sense. I hope it does, but... Yeah. I don't think Paul loves doing this.
But what if Braun squashes Kevin, and then...
Yep.
Like as Roman and Brock are standing in the ring before the match starts, you hear Braun scream. He's like, I'm cashing in, and it's a triple threat match now.
Yeah, also cool, right?
And then he wins and takes Heyman with him.
He doesn't need Heyman either, though.
Yeah, but like Heyman's just so good at talking.
I know, but he also like I think like this is Heyman has the same deal. Like he shows up six. I don't think he loves doing this. WWE shit on that dude so much.
That's true.
Like I don't think he's like, man, I just really have to do this. But if someone is going to get Heyman out of, what do we got, four guys here? Kevin, Braun, Brock, Roman. Roman needs him more than fucking anybody.
Well, yeah.
Roman needs him.
Yeah.
But Roman, you know what? It only works to be a good deal.
He's not going to buy himself.
And Braun's just a fucking cartoon character.
Braun doesn't need anything right now.
I have this idea for something that I think would be fun, but would just never happen, and it was that.
It was just that Braun would keep trying to cash in,
but since his music is so obnoxious and loud that they hear it and just run away, and that's kind of what I was hoping. Like he would like come out at the end of the match and whoever won, it was just like they heard the yell, and it takes like 10 minutes after the yell to come out anyway. That like he just like the guy just like scampers off. So what they do is they just have like. Oh man, someone attacked everyone in the production truck at the start of Raw. They're like, there's no music for three entrances. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good, folks. We're trying to get this. Here's the thing with Braun. So I mean, Braun didn't need the tag team belt so badly, right? He just gave them, right?
Yeah, it was like to send a message almost. He was like,
it was just like the point of like Braun can win at WrestleMania with a child and then just not care after.
What if that child cost Kevin Owens the match?
Nicholas?
Yeah.
Here's the thing, it's been like a year of puberty, so we wouldn't recognize him anymore. He's lost some weight. He got a real thin mustache. Same hair.
It is summer vacation.
He's like 6'5", 293 pounds.
All we need this child to do is Donovan Dijak.
Nicholas? It's Matt Riddle. It's fucking Matt Riddle. They have the same haircut. I hope this is the end of this storyline, which I think has been like the, which again, WWE is so bad, but the Roman beating Brock Lesnar, like journey has been like 3 or 4 years now.
Yeah.
And if they weren't going to end that at WrestleMania, which is when they should have ended it, do it here. Cause Brock clearly is done. He wants to go to UFC and you cannot train and do this shit at the same time.
No.
It's been proven by him.
You can't have your Brock Lesnar schedule like once a month.
Well, it doesn't matter because you got to think about the flight time. You're away from training 4 days to do.
Right, and there's more stringent drug testing in the UFC than the WWE.
That guy's genetically freaked out.
No.
That's why Brock's definitely on the juice.
I already believed that once with Scott Steiner. I'm not going to believe it again.
Maybe he's injecting Scott Steiner into him, snorting Scott Steiner.
I think this is the end of it. I honestly believe this. I think how this is. I feel the same way about the ending. Like it's like that Kyrie saying, Shayna Baszler thing. Like, what's the choice you make? This is the likely outcome, but how do you do that? What's the choice you make? Because if you go the other way, either one could win. If we were fairly certain someone's cashing in, I'm fairly certain someone's cashing in. Mm-hmm. Which means, by the way, guys, no one's cashing in. That's what that means.
Because we, you know, our halfway decent ideas never pan out. They never pan out. The worst idea.
Look, the kid thing would be great. Okay.
Watch it happen. They'll be like, look, here's AJ, three kids, DJ, MJ, DJ, and CJ.
Listen, we heard this podcast. We thought it was a good idea.
No, they probably already thought, we should do, like, you remember when the Rock shot? Gave Mick all those headshots. People love that shit.
Can they pretend that TJ is one of Styles' children? And he gets beat up like Samoa Joe beats up one of AJ's children, and it's TJ.
What are you talking about? Samoa Joe beating up a child?
TJ is sitting there as AJ's child, and Samoa Joe beats him up.
TJ Styles? TJ Styles, I love it.
I would like to see
Samoa Joe beat up TJ Vargas.
They already put Jason Jordan's parents on like NXT TV when they won the tag titles, and they're like, no, your dad is Kurt Angle now. So, I mean,
what if Jason Jordan comes? Where's that guy? Surely he's healthy again.
No, there was a report that his neck's even worse than what they thought it was.
Thank God. I did not hear that because you went out. His neck what?
His neck is worse than what they thought it was, so they had anything they might have to do more to it.
I'm looking at last year's WrestleMania. just real quick, it's fucking terrible. It's fucking terrible. And it's compared to that card, this card, which I think says something. Brock Lesnar defeated Roman Reigns. I swear to God, it's every fucking. It has to be the end of it. It has to be.
Brock wins and everyone loses all faith in WWE.
Well, they gotta beat that great Fabulous Moolah like title run that was like 10 years in a row. So there's gonna do it with Brock.
He's just not gonna show up until 2033.
And then that's when Nicholas takes the title.
It's the return of Nicholas. I'm trying to see when did he win? When did Brock win?
It was a while ago.
Yeah, including when he briefly lost it. Who did he beat?
He beat Goldberg.
No, not to win. Goldberg took the title from him while he had it in the middle of that run.
It wasn't Cena.
Was it Cena?
Can't remember.
No, Brock didn't win it until Goldberg won it.
Yeah, Goldberg won it from Kevin Owens.
Yeah. And then Brock won.
Then Brock beat Goldberg.
I also Googled that Jeff Hardy title belt. It's rough.
It's so ugly. That's that guy. Like, here's the thing. Look, I designed a world title belt comic under available on the website. And it's a dragon holding like two Desert Eagle pistols, right? That's fucking badass. This guy was like, what if it looked like a 13-year-old girl's sketchbook? That's why he's like, this would be cool if it had like, this guy's with this thing, his thing with eyes, man. I just don't get it.
It reminds me of the Divas Championship.
Yeah.
It kind of does, yeah.
It's fucking terrible, just like Jeff Hardy. Sorry, Jeff, you used to be great. Now your brother has a giraffe named Washington, so you're out. Look at this ugly ass thing. I'd like to, unless you're driving in your vehicle right now, you're still listening to this podcast. Please Google Jeff Hardy title belt. It's unimaginably bad. It's such a curious decision. By the way, that is a penis. I don't know if you're looking at it right now, but there's 1,000% penis strength. Yeah, I got you, buddy. 1,000% fucking penis.
Yeah, because I'm kind of looking at Ronda's poopy eyes. They're scaring me.
No, boy, she's thinking about it. She's got it bad. That's penis. Do you see it?
Oh, no.
That is how you draw a penis.
Belt's so bad. Is there any picture of who beat him holding that belt? Because that's easy to draw.
I think they did that thing where you hold palms up and just kind of slowly step away. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, here, you won. Here's your title. No, thank you. Good. All right. Do you guys have any last things? Because here's the thing. I think this card might be bearable.
Yeah. I mean, the matches will probably be fine, but I still don't care about any of them.
No, well, that's WWE, though. We don't watch it because we care. We watch it because we were pathetic.
Creature of habit.
Yeah.
I think it'll be okay, but I think NXT is going to be better.
Yeah. I have to remember to not, what I've done with the last couple of these is I was like, oh, I'm back from my show. It's Tuesday or whatever, right? I'm going to watch NXT and then I'll watch the WWE. If you watch the NXT TakeOver right before you watch the WWE, it's no good.
Yeah, so
it doesn't matter how good it is. Yeah. It's like a palate cleanser. But you shouldn't have to. They should both be good. If one can be good, they could both.
Yeah.
Nope.
They're not, though.
You're setting the bar awfully high.
I just want to, like, here, like, I sincerely thought about, I did not do it, but I considered paying for Slammiversary. I every night, again, I'm eating watermelon while I watch her. And I remember that. I remember that watermelon. I had some watermelon. That's how bad it is. I can get this.
Oh, goodness. All right, well, we're going to cap it. Kyle, plug your stuff.
Yeah. So next weekend, I'll be in Stockton, California for Stockton Con. That's the weekend of this terrible show. The next weekend, I'll be in Boise for the Boise, I can't think of what it's called. It's going to be good. It's supposed to be good. Next month, I'm going to be in Rose City, and I'll also be at Keystone.
Keystone's going to be great.
Yes, it is. That's a month from
today. I hope it's great. Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there selling Rick and Morty's, Dead of Winters, the Eisner nominated, Sex Castle. Mm-hmm.
Everybody buys Sex Castle. It's the best ever.
It's pretty good. It was nominated for an Eisner. I don't know if you guys have seen any of the like research with Martin Fax. Like, no one mentions the Eisner nominated books. Well, it feels right.
I'm excited for Mars Attacks. It's a good property.
It's going to be real good, guys.
I've never seen the movie, but I have to watch it now.
No, you don't, because it's not. The movie was based on an old trading card set by Walt.
Yeah, it was originally trading cards.
Yeah, it was 50 cards that told this narrative, trading cards, doing all sorts of fucked up shit. and at the end, we go to Mars and blow up Mars. So you don't need to see the movie. In fact, I had a character saying "ack ack ack," and they were like, "That's from the movie."
That's fantastic.
They're like, "You can't do that. That's from the movie." I guess Tim Burton owns the "ack ack ack."
Oh my god.
You know, this podcast is going to pay royalty to Tim Burton.
No, no.
Schweitzer
just finished Mars Attack. It's going to be so good. Schweitzer's doing the best work of his career right now. So good. I can't wait for America at large. No one knows who he is. That guy was bitching because, like, the promos for him is, like, Creeps, which was Eisner nominated, and Unbeatable Squirrel Girl. He drew the vulture on the card. That's all he ever did for Unbeatable Squirrel Girl. And they're like listening to his promos. I'm like, dude, I did a full page. I did a page and two cards. Like, I should get, if anyone between the two of us is going to get that USG, you know, bump, it should be me. But he has two books that are Eisner nominated. And they only mentioned one. It's too funny.
Well, I think you guys are great. And I'm excited. You guys are on Patreon. Good support you.
I'm on Patreon. I think my store, kylestark.storeenvy.com, Patreon. Twitter, it's the Kyle Starks. Come and give me money. I need it. My kids are getting older. They need new clothes.
Buy his books.
I'm doing these shows every weekend to try to pay for
my
oldest daughter is like going to lady stuff. Oh my gosh. Come on, guys. Support your local comic book boy.
Well, we look forward to seeing you at Keystone. And,
okay, we're good. I'm stoked. Hey, thank you for having me on again, guys. Let's hope between here and the next one, WWE is less shitty.
Yes.
Maybe.
I just hope we'll be around for the next one.
Let's hope, I said.
Well, thank you for coming on again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys. Be good. Bye.
See ya.
Bye. See ya.